That'll leave a mark. Teamsters.
Oh, yeah.
Unable to make an endorsement.
Yeah.
Actually, their reason is hilarious. Pretending they just can't tell where their members stand. It's so confusing. So, yeah. We're not going to get around to endorsing Kamala Harris.
But they do release the results of the internal polling, which show a vast majority of them support Trump.
Yes. So here's what they're doing. This is their cover, okay? They released this Teamsters town hall straw poll when Biden was still the nominee, before he was deposed and replaced with Her Highness. And I call it that because royalty doesn't get votes, right? They just rule. Well, yeah. She's the same
she
way.
Who must not be criticized.
Right. As decreed by Hillary Clinton, by the way, overnight, said it is sexist to ask her where she stands on the issues. That is a double standard, and thou shalt not do it. So you cannot ask Her Highness where she stands on the issues this morning, or you are a sexist. Let's see if that catches on with the mainstream media. It might. They're crazy. Anyway, so here's what happened. So back when Joe Biden was still the nominee, they did a straw poll, okay? But here's the thing about the straw poll. They did this at this Teamsters town hall. You vote in person, okay? So in that, Biden came out 44%, Trump 36%. Well, the research phone call is a little more anonymous. And by then, Harris was the nominee, right? That came out quite differently. 31% for Harris, 58% for Trump. So the Teamsters say, hey, it's so hard to tell where our members stand. We just don't know. So we won't make an endorsement.
Yeah.
How about the electronic member poll? That was another one they did. Trump came out at 59.6% in that one. They still don't know, though, Lee. It's very hard to say.
Yes,
nobody
exactly.
can possibly know where
right.
our members stand. So.
How can we find out? It's just not possible.
No, there's no way to know. So, but seriously, though, this is a devastating erosion of the support of the working class for the Democrats.
Well, it's just a further erosion of some of the typical demographics that Democrats used to count on to get elected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they're eroding in every. It's amazing. It was always the Republicans were accused of always being, the party that was excluding people. Well, people are coming to the Republican Party because they are more inclusive from an economic, gender and racial aspect. They are much more inclusive than the Democrats are these days, especially with their policy.
Yeah. And that is amazing because like in the time I've been following politics, which is a little over 20 years, the Democrats really had a lock on the white working
yeah.
class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I was a reporter and I did stories with unions, I mean, they were hardcore Democrat. And I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm talking about the people in the union.
Right, right.
Like you couldn't even talk to them about Republicans. They didn't want to hear it. Democrats were for the working man. Democrats were for the little guy. And that, Lee, that is gone. And that's what this represents. It's a microcosm of where the working class voters are. And you know what? We're seeing echoes of it. Right. Because when I think Teamsters, I think white working class, even though that's not true, it would be black people,
yeah,
too. Right?
Right. Exactly.
But that's just what I think. Well, I mean, just look at the echoes of the same thing in this NAACP poll. I mean, this was devastating for her. You look at Barack Obama. This is just last week getting 95% of the black vote. Biden got 87% of the black vote. Well, Kamala Harris is only pulling 63% of the black vote. And just 49% of black men under 50 are voting for her. That's not a majority. Not even in Common Core math, it's not a majority,
yep.
Lee.
Yep.
That's We've never seen a Democrat and you're not pulling a majority of the black vote? Why? These are working class folks, a lot of them.
Yeah.
They're like, no, kid, no can do. And you know what? They're not buying. You know what this also means? They're not buying the identity politics. Well, you're black and she's black, mm-hmm. so you got to vote for her. And they're
right.
like, oh, heck no, I won't have a job.
Yeah.
And they're seeing it. And look, let me tell you what. Here's the thing. This is devastating when, you know, you've got 78% of black men over 50 are saying, yeah, I'm going to vote for Kamala, right? They're still Democrats. But it's only 49% of black men under 50. That's generational. That's mm-hmm. the kind of thing that doesn't change.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that the opposition party can build on.
Yeah, exactly.
If they're smart about it.
If
which,
they're smart about it, yep.
Confidence is not high on that one.
No. But now that we got Fat Rona out of the RNC, anything is possible, really. now that we don't have Romneys running their eyes. I call her Fat Ronna, by the way, because instead of building the voter files, she spent more money on Botox, plastic surgery, and those shots that I guess you can get to lose weight than she did on building the voter files, less than $78,000. So, I mean, she was out. She's undermining the Republican Party, and she's gone. So we have hope now. We can begin to recruit these people, register them as Republicans, get them in the Ballywick. I mean, she fought Scott Pressler for years as Scott drove around in a beat-up old pickup truck while she was jetting around on donors' money. And I still believe that the Romney sent her in there to make sure Republicans lost as much as possible as long as Donald Trump was on the scene so they could he could be blamed and they could broom him out of the party. And then it would be party time again with Romney's and Bush's in charge. I'm convinced of it. That's why, Lee, the first job that she gets after the RNC gig is not at CNN or even Fox News, but MSNBC. That's who she is. Anyway, they broomed her, but still. Okay, so here's what's going on with all this, right? So we're watching the Teamsters debacle. And the Teamsters are caught between a rock, a hard place in the Democrat Party. Because the leaders are all Democrats. And the people that are actual workers are like, damn, I can't survive. I can't pay my mortgage on on Democrat policies, especially what they're doing to energy. I mean, how are you going to manufacture in the U.S. when they're artificially driving up energy prices, especially natural gas? The price of natural gas gone up 29% since Joe Biden took office. We're not going to have manufacturing plants, Lee. No manufacturing plant, no Teamsters. And by the way, he did that with putting the equivalent of a tax on all federally sourced natural gas. It's artificially raised the price. You get that off. He did it executively. It's going to come down. We're going to compete again. Better anyway in manufacturing. So all that's going on. And you know what? The news all ties together this morning. Because when you see what Jerome Powell said yesterday, this is jaw-dropping stuff. I mean, look. We were told by the mainstream media, if you reference replacement theory, the idea that Democrats are bringing in illegals to replace Americans, then you're a racist. Well, Powell did it yesterday. He said it. He said the thing you're not allowed to say. And he said specifically, these illegal immigrants that are coming over the border in very large numbers are driving up unemployment. In other words, they're replacing American workers. And he wasn't kind about it. Here's what he said to the Wall Street Journal. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed the unemployment rate to rise. He called it quite an influx.
Gosh.
What does he mean? Americans are getting replaced by illegals. Why? If they're going to stay and vote Democrat, they need jobs. So Americans got to get out of the way. This is Powell. Mm-hmm. And yet we were told even months ago by the mainstream media, if you said a thing like that, you were a conspiracy theorist and probably a racist. No, he's the head of the Federal Reserve and Biden appointed him.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this, because this right here rocked my world. He actually said something I've been saying on the show. You cannot create only 100,000 jobs a month and think that you're going to have jobs for Americans and illegals when you're taking in 50,000 illegals plus a month. Some months they've had months where it's 264,000, 270,000. You can't create 100,000 jobs a month and take in that many illegals. Listen, he's very subtle about it, but listen to how Federal Reserve Chairman Powell is saying it. And you can see why the Teamsters are like, I might not even have a job under Joe and Kamala. I might go to an illegal.
If you're having millions of people come into the labor force, then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So we understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also watch carefully. So
that's caused by illegals too.
Wow,
slower hiring rate.
An insecure southern border is creating a problem economically in this country. Who knew, Tara? Who knew?
And again, he's with the Biden administration. Take it up with him. But this is the math we've been talking about for a long time. You can't take in between 50 and 260, 270,000 illegals a month and create 100,000 jobs. And you know what the 100,000 jobs thing was that he said? That's a knock on them. Because they've been faking. You know, hey, we created 260,000 jobs in January. Yay! And then they revise it down. Well, it was merely like 118,000. So what he's saying to them is, you guys faked 818,000 jobs last year. and then said, oops, we didn't create them. Sorry. You know why he'd be mad about that, Lee? Because he based all of his economic policy on their what turns out to be fake job numbers.
Right.
He got it all wrong. Because he, what was Powell telling us for that whole year? He's trying to, well, wow, employment's on fire. We got to tamp it down. We got to raise rates. Well, it wasn't on fire. They were lying the whole time about job creation. And he was basing his rates decisions on job creation. So he's a little sore. That's what he's doing there. He's throwing them under the bus saying, you lied to me about job creation. And oh, by the way, you've been flooding the country with illegals. That's why the unemployment rate's going up. He's getting them back. And he's part of their administration. So we thank him for telling the truth. We never see that from Democrat administrations. It's rarely. And when it happens, we note it here on the show. So that was a bombshell they didn't need. But all these things are connected. This is why you are seeing these Teamsters, 58-59% go for Trump. They're not sure if they're going to have a job or an illegal is. And by the way, this is the same Biden administration who said, we are not going to arrest illegal immigrants working in these factories anymore. We're not. We that is hands off, and we're only going to go for the management. And then remember, they severely cut back on the teams doing the enforcement. So it's a free for all. And this is what you get. Powell's telling you. This is what you get. People, Americans don't want them anymore. They don't want the Democrats. The working class doesn't, not the black working class and not the white working class, because they've seen this. They've seen this at their factories.
What they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like,
yeah, that's an actual resident of Springfield complaining to the county commission. Let's hear it again. I just love that clip.
That's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like,
Oh, there's a ton of those. But the media is running their fact checks. You know, folks, I can't believe it's only been a week and a half ago that USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times, all the right people, Snopes, were running fact checks. See, Trend Aragua did not actually take over apartment complexes in Aurora, they said. That's a conspiracy theorist by racist conservatives. And within 7 days, the police department was arresting the Trende Aragua gang members who had taken over the apartments. The media was forced to admit it was true. You'll notice that story's gone now. So I predicted the Springfield fact checks about Haitians not, you know, Haitians eating cats and ducks and geese and stuff. I said, you know what? It'll last a week and a half. Right? Because with X around, you can't lie very effectively anymore. And sure enough, we're well on our way to that. So the media's fact checked this and said it's not true. But there's a problem. In fact, there's a lot of problems. The 911 calls are coming out. And so is this. This is not just a regular guy complaining before the Springfield County Commission. Far from it. This is the city manager of Springfield complaining. And he's trying to be very politically correct here about the cultural clash between the Haitians who were killing animals in violation of local laws and statutes. And the problem it is posing. So you have the city manager, and he's speaking to the Springfield County Commission. Take a listen.
Our traditions, laws, and you know, culture is 180 degrees different than what they're used to. And one of the things that I heard that bothered me very much, I've actually had quite a few people contact me here lately, is some pretty horrid things occurring to domesticated animal in the neighborhood. We've had some stuff in the park again, they're being taken advantage of for reasons other than, and if.
Now, here's what's interesting about this clip. It's from March. This one that I just played you is from August, before anybody ever mentioned this nationally.
That's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like,
want to hear another one? Okay, here's a 911 call, Springfield.
I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three in the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma that took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second. I'm coming to the intersection of... Give me a second here.
He goes on to say they were Haitians. It's just people seeing this. So look, that last fact check about Trinidad Aragua and Aurora lasted like 7 days. So this doesn't have much time left before it falls apart too. It's the Democrats and the media. But then I repeat myself, struggle to maintain their grip on what Americans believe versus actual reality. Meanwhile, as part of that desperate effort, did you see what Gavin Newsom did? Signed the legislation to ban AI videos. So total censorship going down from Gavin Newsom. Did you see what Elon Musk did? He retweeted a Harris campaign ad parody. It's a parody that was made of Kamala Harris. And what it is her saying what we all know she actually believes, right? Musk retweeted it with, "The governor of California just made this parody video illegal in violation of the Constitution of the United States. Would be a shame if it went viral." Oh, gosh, I love it. This guy's going to prison if Kamala wins, but I just grow to love him more every day. It's just I've never had so much fun. I haven't, because it hasn't been allowed by the Democrats. Here's a sample of that.
I, Kamala Harris, am your Democrat candidate for president because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
So, just did what Elon Musk asked, broke the law. In California. Was there anything in there that was untrue? By the way, just because it's AI doesn't mean it's untrue. No, it was all true. And I think the fact that that went viral with over 100 million views is exactly why the Democrats want to ban it. How utterly, frighteningly radical are the Democrats? Best example of this I've seen in a long time. A majority of Democrats in the House of Representatives just voted against a bill to deport illegal immigrants who rape women. Let that sink in for a minute. 158, it's a headline from Fox News if you want to look it up. Share it with all your liberal friends. 158 Democrats vote against bill to deport illegal immigrants who commit sex crimes. This would make it law. Why do you need to make it law? Because Democrats keep releasing them in sanctuary cities. This way, you can take it out of the hands of Democrats. They must be deported. That way, if God forbid Her Highness wins election to the presidency, she can't stop the deportation of rapists who rape American women. That this is even necessary in America is insane. Can you imagine being an American woman? You know that your rapist is not here legally and watching, just being here. He's not even supposed to be here, but the Democrats let him be here. And after he serves his sentence, or more than likely, if it's a Democrat jurisdiction, all but gets away with it, they let him go. They let him go. And they do. What precipitated this? Well, remember Washington State had a poor woman raped by an illegal, and they bonded him out to await trial. Well, of course he didn't stay put. He went to Florida, where he got busted on a driving violation. And the sheriff in Florida said, "Listen, I'm holding him as long as the law will let me on this driving violation, but it only hold him like a week." And they asked ICE, "Come pick him up. We can't let a rapist go here in our community." Well, I said, "Screw you. We're not doing that," because they answered to Joe Biden. "We're not picking him up. We don't have time. We don't care." It's just American women who got raped anyway. Who cares? And it got so bad, the governor of Florida, remember, Ron DeSantis, had to hold a press conference to embarrass the Biden administration into picking him up. That's what it took. No less than the governor getting involved to protect women. They were scared to death in Florida would let a rapist go. And the guy was brutal, too. He beat her. 158 Democrats voted against that bill. They want to keep every illegal immigrant rapist here and on the streets. That is how radical they are. By the way, 158 Democrats. That is a majority of Democrats in the House. That is 78% of Democrats in the House. They said, including Jim Clyburn, they said, no, no, we love illegal immigrant rapists. They're just the bestest. We want to keep them here. Again, if you want to Google it, the headline is 158 Democrats vote against bill to deport illegal immigrants. Nancy Mace from South Carolina sponsored the bill. Why? So you could see how radical they are. Now it passed, which is fantastic. And to their credit, there are still 51, only 51 sane Democrat lawmakers. They voted for the bill, but the majority of Democrats voted against it, 78 of them. So let me just paint the picture of Kamala's America for you. You don't have a gun because she took them in the mandatory gun buyback. They will disarm you and they will let your rapist go to do it again. Why are they this evil? Well, Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat in the U.S. Senate, explained it to MSNBC. They were picking on him for saying you're not being nice enough to the illegals. And he said, let me assure you, Democrats value illegals over Americans. Listen to this, because this is, folks, this is who they are.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when...
Let's listen to that again.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe. And it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in
this country. No, they ain't Americans, honey. Nope, nope, nope. The women they're raping are the Americans. Get it straight. And they're very rarely that honest. Meanwhile, new video of Kamala has come back to haunt her. Listen to this. This is her saying, you know, it's from a press conference that she did when she was attorney general in California. Listen to what she says she's going to do. If you have a gun in your house, take a listen to this.
Just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard?
Wow. Just because you have a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not coming. Think about it. Locked home. What is she saying? We're coming through the door. We are coming through the lock if you own a gun.
Just because you legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible and safe in the way you conduct your affair.
Have you heard from...
If only they were that tough on the illegal immigrant rapists. You know, the ones you need the gun to protect your daughter and wife from. But... this is Chris Murphy explained to us, Democrats care more about illegal immigrants.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when...
Folks, and this comes on the heels of Kamala Harris flip-flopping last week on this. Okay, here's the real Kamala Harris, who says, I can take your guns executively. And by the way, she says she's going mandatory buyback. She's going to take 5 million of them.
Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's get constitutional.
Here's her again on her mandatory gun buyback program. That means force.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons right. that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
She's coming through your door, through your locks for your guns. Mandatory buyback, 5 million guns. You know what you call that? There's another word for it. Civil war. That's what you call that. Because you're going to have to use violence to get them. I mean, there's not, people aren't going to give them to you. You're too scary. That's civil war right there. You launch a civil war, you try that. She's been saying it for years, but it's a problem for her. And so when Trump pointed it out at the debate, that she's saying she's coming for your guns. She's going to be a mandatory tournament. Might get some money for them, but she's going to make you. Listen to what she said to Trump at the debate.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. Uh-huh. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Okay, that was last Tuesday. Or was it 2 weeks ago? I can't remember now. At the debate, 4 days later, she's saying she's going to take the assault weapons again. And understand, how many are there? There's 5 million, she just told you.
Part of my approach to this is I was a career prosecutor for most of my career. I have personally prosecuted homicide cases. I have personally looked at autopsies. I have personally seen what assault weapons do to the human body. And so I feel very strongly that it is consistent with the Second Amendment and your right to own a gun to also say we need an assault weapons ban. They're literally tools of war. They were literally designed to kill a lot.
She said that the same week. The same week she said Trump was lying about her wanting to take guns. It's three positions, just in case you're still counting. Texter writes, it's three positions in 1 week. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the press should now ask those 158 Democrats to defend their vote on the rape deportation law. Yes, we had an honest media, they would. It's a shocking. I mean, I'm not leaving something out. It was a very, very simple vote. It's a simple bill. You rape an American as an illegal immigrant. You sex abuse an American as an illegal immigrant. Automatic deportation. The president can't save you, even if the president's a Democrat. 78% of Democrats in the House voted no. They want to keep every last one, including the rapists. That's how radical these people are. Hey, but you know what the good news is? Normally, this is the part where I would say, if only the American people knew, but they do. You know where I got this story? It was top trend 10 trending this morning in the nation on Topic Pulse, which means it's moving. Maybe there's some hope after all. Secret Service protection so bad, it looks homicidal. It's getting worse. Well, as usual, we aren't hearing anything from the FBI, and we're not hearing anything from the Secret Service. People investigating it, we have to rely on whistleblowers to tell us what's going on, and woo, baby. Here we go again. Jesse Waters, where we go to find out the latest way through negligence that they attempted to get Trump killed. I don't know how else to describe it anymore. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. Josh Hawley coming forward, whistleblowers are coming forward to him, saying there's two problems. Number one, second assassination attempt. Agents were not stationed in known vulnerable spots along the course. That's standard protocol. They're calling it highly unusual that they weren't there. These vulnerabilities, these particular sites, had been secured many times in the past, making the absence of agents highly suspicious. You think? Whistleblowers described this oversight as strange and out of protocol, and that explains why Ruth was allowed to hide in the bushes for 12 hours. Folks, this course, it's outside Trump's home. I mean, this is not some random course. This is his home. And Trump would likely be dead if it weren't for the one hero agent who noticed Ruth's rifle sticking out from the bush. This is failure on a massive scale. Yeah, so you've got two groups here. You've got the actual group of Secret Service that's close to Trump, protecting him, has been with him for a while. And then you've got the other groups that keep getting, I don't know, called off by the Secret Service. They're literally different teams. They're the ones who are supposed to do the security around the perimeter. And they're just not, which is so shocking. Here is Senator Hawley telling you what the FBI and the Secret Service never will, no matter how many years they investigate.
Well, what we've heard, Jesse, from new whistleblowers who've come forward about this second assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life, and here's what they have told us. That golf course that the president was playing, Secret Service have guarded that course many, many times, and what the whistleblower says is protocol calls for Secret Service to station agents along the places in the course that are known vulnerabilities. I want to emphasize, the service has guarded this course many times. They know where there are vulnerabilities. They normally station agents there ahead of Trump's appearance on the course, but they apparently did not do that this last weekend. And the whistleblowers tell me that's strange. That's out of protocol. It's not even clear Secret Service swept the perimeter before Trump took to the course. Also a breach of protocol. And they want to know why, and so do I. I think the Secret Service deserves to give us answers.
You're not getting them from the FBI or the Secret Service. But I bet you get them from Ron DeSantis in Florida if they're allowed to investigate, which is why the FBI is standing in their way.